When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Melissa, are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists.
We're not
experts at anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit. So,
and we love giving you guys advice, but as we
love
said,
giving you guys advice.
Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help.
Ooh,
hello, welcome
back to Wednesdays.
I have like the weirdest things in my notes on my phone. I'm just trying to find something because I feel like I wrote down like a funny story to tell you.
God, it's very confusing with our phone cases, like whose is
who. I know, but at least you've got the bigger phone.
So guys, it's Lent.
Oh my God, I used to always be like, I'm giving up chocolate for Lent.
I used to honestly pretend I'm giving up everything. I never did it. Last Thursday. Shrove Tuesday's been and gone, man. It's been and gone.
Easter.
Can I just put it out there? Unpopular decision, but Easter's one of my favourite holidays.
I love Easter.
I love Easter. It's sunny, it's spring, the lambs are lambing.
The chicks are chicking.
The chockies chocking.
Oh my God, speaking of chicks and eggs.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this Clarence Court song?
Yes! They're feeding them paprika.
Paprika, so you think you're paying for the extra nutrition, but actually it's just freaking paprika.
And corn. No one wants to eat corn, apparently.
So I'm going back to my Aldi free-range organic eggs.
Okay, so Lem, what do we give up? Let me really think about
refined
this.
Sugar. No, mine would be croissants because I have them twice a week and that's not bad, but it's not good for you. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, I'll tell you what mine is, and it's a new thing that I've got into. Sweets.
You've always been into sweets.
Yeah, but I'm really
Pick
good at
a
stopping
mix.
Them.
You've loved.
Yeah, and then COVID happened, Melissa, and I didn't have them for 3 years because I'm not into the packet sweets, even though Jamie.
Even though you own them.
Apart
really
from Candy Kittens.
Candy.
I
company.
Just love the old crinkly bag you would go and you'd get, and I like to put like the jazzles in it, you know, like
I love the strawberries.
Yeah, my favorite. No, my favorite sweet in the entire universe is like the thick, they're like a straw with the cream inside and it's red on the outside.
Oh yeah, and they do blue versions of that too.
Okay, well mine's the red, and then second up is the licorice also. Don't come at me.
I love chocolate covered licorice, and they're these balls. Oh no, I need to get you a packet. They are life-changing, like
no,
the most
that's unbelievable.
Freaking delicious, like satisfying, chewy, and then there's
a bit salty as well.
It's so good.
And I kid myself that licorice isn't that bad for you.
There's something in licorice that is good
it's
for
root.
You, but when you buy it in the shop, it's obviously just a sweet, but there's probably healthy ones you can buy, to be fair.
Well, you can chew on a bit of licorice bark, which my mum actually used to do when I was younger. She'd give it to us.
It really?
Sweet taste. Yeah, licorice bar.
Wow.
You can buy it.
Like when we have our licorice tea, that sweet, sweet aftertaste is gorgeous.
It's unbelievable.
And no sugar in it. I don't really get how that works.
Yeah, normally it's really sweet.
Because it's so sweet.
But
sometimes
that is
too
licorice
much.
Bar because a little. Yeah, sometimes I'm like.
Yeah.
I feel like I've had loads of sweetener.
I know, yeah,
sugar.
I'm the same. It does taste a bit sweetener, really. Vibes.
What
matcha
other
or coffee for you to give up? Let's just put that scenario in your head. We're neither of us are massive, massive, massive matcha fans. I do like it, but I'm not like ride or die.
I'm very much going to be a matcha in the summer. I am not in the winter.
Ice matcha.
A hot matcha to me is disgusting.
I'm the same.
I
also,
drink
I need
it
to
for
have
sake
quite
it.
A lot of honey or like maple syrup in it to like get
I
that just, better
I,
taste.
I don't think I can have the hot ones. Like, and I also just don't like them being that green, and I know that's when they're good for you, but
ceremonial
like
grade matcha.
Yeah, otherwise it's just pointless, apparently.
I know it is.
It's all a big
fan. I actually put them in my smoothies, so I'm getting the health benefits, so I don't have to taste it.
And that will give you a bit of a caffeine boost.
I just am not affected by caffeine. Like, everyone's like, oh, this caffeine's kicking in, and I'm like...
I'm not really. I think it's a placebo. Like, I'll be like, oh, I haven't had a coffee, need one. But I actually don't really feel a difference. But I used to.
Really? You've become immune.
I wonder if it's like an immunity thing.
Probably.
Because like now I could have a coffee before bed and I would sleep. But back in the day, I'd be like, bing, I'm wide awake.
Shaky, shaky.
But that was like a growing thing. Like, I remember when we first started Main Chelsea. That's actually when I started.
So if you was addicted to coffee...
No, I wasn't.
I remember in Croatia, you'd have like 5 coffees a day. Do you not remember?
Yeah, I would. And I would have it with vanilla soy milk.
It was really odd. And you would just stir. All I remember is like visions of you like mincing about in your bikini, like stirring this coffee from that like outside kitchen thing. you know exactly why I'm
that
talking
dirty,
about.
That dirty, dirty.
Yeah.
All I remember from me in Croatia was having so much yogurt and like nuts on it. Like really
rancid. I remember us
food.
Having loads of that, like those sugar puffs that are like sugar puffs on that yogurt. Do you remember?
Yeah, we had like really weird food.
We would make like our own acai bowls.
Yes, that's exactly what
we were trying to do.
We were
sweet.
So sweet. And you put Alexandra Wren on and we did a YouTube booty band to it.
Oh my God, yeah, we did some workouts.
We were like, we're going to work out every single day.
We didn't. We get it happen maybe once or twice.
Okay.
Ski trips or summer holidays? Summer
That's
holiday.
So hard.
But I love it. A yearly ski trip.
Which one am I giving up? I'm going to give up ski trips for summer holidays all the way.
But I do love a ski trip.
Yeah, same.
But I would prefer to go on a summer. If someone gave me a choice of like doing 2 ski trips a year or 2 summer holidays, obviously I'd pick the 2 summer holidays.
Yeah, same. Nothing better than that sun on your back.
Yeah.
Blow dries or manicures? Oh, me, I give up manicures.
I give up blow dries.
Yeah, but I love a blow dryer and I hate a manicure. Like, I find them the most boring thing ever.
They're boring, but I don't like looking like I've got grubby hands.
I do agree, like, my
Nothing
hands
worse
are...
worse than a grubby hand. I'm
awful.
Like, I don't know what it is. I look at people and I'm like, you're just not well-groomed.
That's me. I never have manicures.
I know.
I look at people who have crazy hair and I'm like, you're...
What, lats yourself in the mirror every day? Dude, me and Sophie are so awful. Like, we're so like unglamorous.
Wait, I think we're quite glamorous.
I don't.
We've
I see some girls that
rig. Yes.
3 times a week they're washing their hair, they're dicing
Ruby
their
Adler
hair.
Ruby Adler gets a blow dry twice a week.
Elle McNair, Toby's like sister-in-law. I've never not seen her with like perfect blow dried hair. Never
Emily
once
Blackwell.
A scrap of Emily Blackwell. Never greasy hair. Me and Sophie come in, we're like, oh, hair's greasy today. God,
my hair's not doesn't. The reason I wouldn't be able to get a blow dry is because I love Willis so much and I just love
him.
Oh my
God,
I
bumped into him the other day. He's such a sweet pea.
Right, okay, so that's why
Back
I wouldn't give
topics.
Up Willis. But actually, my hair, I'm very easily like,
we
just,
we just
go
out and we
My hair is
it.
Never nice.
We air dry it as well. I never really blow dry mine.
You will never see a blow dryer in my hand. Ever.
Who has the fucking time to blow dry their own
I
hair?
Hate blow drying my hair. It looks dead straight and like frizzy.
No, the Dyson Airwrap works on me quite well. I get quite a lot of volume.
Yeah, but mine has like been bitten and then it electrocutes me.
Oh shit, well maybe you should invest in a new one. Jamie Lang for the next birthday coming up, which is obviously like a year away. Right, if you go into the dilemma, so I feel like we could chit chat all fucking day.
Yeah,
now.
Let's go into the dilemma.
Sorry,
God,
the swear jar needs to be really present because
I know,
keep
me too. Right, okay. For
swearing's gonna be gone.
Yeah, and also hairspray, like I honestly can't stop tasting that Elna.
Oh, it's toxic, toxic, toxic.
I always say to Willis, I'm like, do you imagine the damage you're doing to yourself by wearing
Just open
it?
The window.
No, him. Spritz, spritz, spritz all day long with Elna.
Inhaling.
Okay, dilemma one. Hey, Sophie and Melissa. I was on a dating site last year and matched with a guy. After a bit of chatting, we met up and instantly hit it off. After a few dates, he told me that his parents were coming over from Canada and they would be staying with him. Their stay lasted 3 months, and during that time, he barely messaged me and only made the time to see me on very rare occasions. He had no socials and no WhatsApp, so I couldn't keep track of what
God.
He was doing or when he was online.
So mysterious.
So aloof. I'd be like, bye, you serial killer.
I'm also like, are you living in the 21st century? Where's your WhatsApp?
Where's your social?
How do you fucking communicate?
He also kept saying that he had to work late, which I found a bit suspicious as he was a dentist.
Oh my God, he definitely
red
had a wife.
Bag, red.
He had a wife and a burner phone, and that's why he wasn't on socials and didn't have WhatsApp.
One of our dates, he got a message from his dad, which sent him in a bit crazy. He started panicking and then picked up his things and just left. It was all really odd, and I decided I deserved better than somebody who had been flaky, so I ended
Good.
It. A few months later, he contacted me again to say that he regretted how he hadn't made me a priority. he told me that he would do what he needed to do to earn my trust, and so I agreed to meet up with him and we began dating again. He has a wife. One day, I got a message from my friend who sent me a screenshot of a website for a dentist surgery which showed a picture of the guy I've been dating. Attached to the photo was a blurb saying he'd like to spend quality time with his wife.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
I confronted him about it and he said it was an old website. He said he had previously been engaged, but he couldn't explain why his place of work thought he was married. I've been piecing it all together in my mind ever since. He doesn't call me from home or at night. He's flaky on messages. I've never been to his place and he started to gaslight me, accusing me of not being able to trust him. I want to believe him, but my gut is saying he's married. What do I do?
He's fucking married. You can Google the marriage certificate.
But like, it says he's married. The website's not got it wrong.
Yeah.
Let's, come on, girls.
I mean, come on. From this, from day dot, like from the first sentence, I knew he was going to be married.
From day dot, like no one doesn't have there WhatsApp unless you're living in America because they don't use WhatsApp.
Right, listen, there is a place somewhere on the internet where you can find out if someone's married because the marriage certificate has to be there. It's like something to do with the council, like...
Well, law, right?
It's you can find it.
I wouldn't even bother. I would double his sorry ass. It's literally
written in black and white in front of you.
Come on, team. We're stronger than this. We're not going to fall for this crap anymore.
Google who what his last name is. Try and find out what her name is.
Boom. You tell her. It. Obviously, this dad was calling him because he was like, we know you're having an affair, you son of a bitch.
No, I don't think that was it. I think it was the wife calling. He was like, fuck. She was probably like, where are you? I'm home. He was like, shit. It's just, it's written, honestly, like, in red. Even if he was single,
I'd be like, this is red flag. Never been to his house, ignores you, shit. Nothing about him is good.
Yeah, also, you haven't been like, my feelings for him were so strong, I feel like we could... And it's not... This is just no. Just no, it's messy.
So many no's.
He's obviously also doing it to quite a few girls if he's on a fucking dating app that you've matched with him on. Like, Jesus Christ.
I'm really, like, come on, I'm giving you the strength we all need and a heart, like, a bit of tough love. You are better than this. You're not stupid, but you're acting a little bit stupid now. Come
totally,
on.
Totally, and you don't need us to tell you. Like, your friend has found the photo of him with his wife. The evidence has, like, been presented. Like,
yeah.
It couldn't be any clearer. The writing is on the wall. Really, you unfortunate.
Just gotta, you just got to a load of frogs to get your prince, and that's what... He's just an old frog hopping away.
He's just
away.
A frog that's already got a ring on his finger, unfortunately.
Yeah, he's just a frog with a ring on his finger.
Poor wife.
On his little paw.
The poor wife.
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell
you. It's 2024. We're not taking this shit anymore. No one is going to be dating someone with a husband or a wife. We're going to be loyal, strong, independent girls, and we're not going to take shit from any more men.
I'm loyal, babe.
I'm loyal, babe.
Georgia Steele, she's freaking stunning. Stunning.
I've always thought she was stunning.
Oh, no, she's like even better than she ever was before. Like, I honestly can't describe it.
Green eyes.
Green eyes. Oh, she's also got this hair, which is like, is it brown? Is it ginger? Is it blonde? Is it taupe? I can't. It's just the most gorgeous hair color ever. And she's so tiny and cute and like sassy and like, I don't know, I just freaking love her. Right, dilemma two. Hi girls, I absolutely love listening to the pod. It's like being on a massive girly group chat. Here's my situation. I've been seeing a guy who is funny, who is so funny, we can chat nonstop and he's very settled in his job as a teacher. I've been really been enjoying spending time with him, but physical attraction has fizzled. I still think he's good looking, but he doesn't get me going like he used to. I wonder how long you've been seeing him. I need more context. It's gotten to the point where an innocent chat with guys at work has me feeling more of a spark. I really want to keep seeing him as we get on so well, and I love stability that he provides. He's also so mature compared to the boys his age. But when it gets down to it, I just don't feel like I want to be intimate with him. It's a big problem. I've had some guys slide into my DMs who are way more my type. They're big, muscly rugby players, and I will admit that I have responded to some of their flirty messages. I'm sure they're only after one thing, so I'm obviously resisting the temptation and staying loyal to my original guy. But I'm kidding myself that the physical attraction will come. I'm will it come way. Back? And do I need to think... Where's my fanny? Haha. I mean, in the beginning stages, and it sounds like you're dating him, you don't want it to fizzle out that quickly.
I think
after 2 years, it's gonna deplenish. Like, let's be honest.
Right.
So
I think this is an easy, gorgeous scenario to be in. You don't like him.
You just don't fancy
him. You don't fancy him. And if you don't fancy someone at this early stage,
it's not going to...
Like, 10 years in, fine. But this is not going to last.
It's not going to last.
You've got to wave goodbye to the sweet, loyal lad and hop on top of the...
I love it how I was just saying that, and then Hish, what did she say?
Loyal. And it went straight over my head.
I was like, oh my God, you didn't get my joke.
You were like, why are you looking at me?
But it's just like, I'm staying loyal to my original. I don't know why I'm putting on that accent. She doesn't loyal, have that babe. Accent. I'm loyal, babe. It's difficult because, like, obviously all these, like, young guys that you seem to be attracted to are, like, silly and, as you're saying, like, they're just after sex. So, we'll just but to me, it seems like that's what you're in that headspace right now, and that's fine.
I think don't, it feels like you're, it's like a blueprint situation where you're like, but he ticks all the boxes on paper.
I should fancy him. I should fancy him. I should be stable. With him.
Like, life is life. And I don't know how old you are, but you feel young. People are sliding into your DMs. That's quite
also if you're saying vibe. He's mature for his age compared to the other boys, that tells me they're not men.
Yeah, well then live your youth. Like,
follow your fanny right now.
Follow your gut, which is telling you to go for the rugby boys.
No, she said, and do I need to think with my fanny? I'm gonna say yes, hun.
Yeah, think with that fanny. If your fanny is not wanting loyal boy, then you're done.
Also, if your fanny's not wanting a boy, compared to he's loyal or not, you shouldn't be going there. That means you're just not compatible sexually.
Yeah,
intimately,
unless you're like
however
boyfriend
you
and girl
say it.
Like if you're just dating, you don't want to have sex with him, it's done.
Oh my God, that must be so boring. That's what it's all about when you're
like,
in
you don't love, you're not
dating.
In love with him yet, so like what's
no
the,
what is the point,
what's the point? He's just your mate at
you
this
know
stage.
What at this stage I would just keep him as a friend. He sounds like a really lovely guy.
Yeah, he might just want to stay your friend, and that's the ideal.
And you also
scenario.
Can't stay with him because you feel sorry for him.
No,
and it sounds like there's a little bit of that going on.
It sounds like you just like the stability of like, and that's quite a boy thing to do, you know, when they don't actually fancy the girl but they like, you know, when they're hungover having a girl to talk to. Like, don't be one
awful.
Of those.
Don't yeah. be one of those.
Don't be one of those. Just live your independent life. Sleep with those rugby boys.
Oh my God, just go out and get those rugby players. Get the whole team on the squad.
Get those muscly squads.
I'm going to be honest. Speaking from my experience, I've never been a rugby boy gal.
No, nor me. Ick.
No, oh weird. That God. Is so not our vibe. It's one of a few of my friends. It's so their type, and they fucking love and cauliflower it. Like they just
no, they
love,
don't love.
They
the
do.
Collier.
They do. They love like the rough, the rag, the rugged look,
like the broken nose.
Like if someone had a black eye, they'd be like, "Oh my God, come
on." Oh,
over.
Black eye is quite fit. The
no,
the collier. I'm
the
not.
The collier. I'm really. I once so one of my really bad, like one of my best friends. Her boyfriend. He's honestly such a babe. Love him so much. He's enormous. He's like 6'4", massive, big rugby player. Like. Such a lad, do you know what I mean? Like yeah, biz, like, rugby, like just a boy. Mm. Caught big cauliflower ears. I was really drunk when I first met him, and I turned to my friend, that's the girlfriend, like in front of him. I went, not sure about all the accessories, and he's got these huge cauliflower ears. She was like looking at me like, what's wrong with you? So all of my social skills just went out the window, and I was like, not sure about the accessories. What the fuck's wrong with me? Anyway, he's obviously quite proud of his cauliflower ears. He's a rugby player. He does not give a
shit. It must mean that they're like strong, really
he's
good.
He's a proper
scrummer.
Like man. Like you don't want to, like you don't want to get in a fight with him. Let's put it out.
A man that just thinks of booze, beer, and rugby.
Totally.
I kind of like
this girl's
that.
Got great boobs as well.
I told you, it's always those rugby lads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Okay, dilemma 3. Hello, lovelies. This is less of a dilemma and more of an ask for some advice. my boyfriend is going away on a lads trip with his friends, and it's left me feeling with crippling anxiety.
This is already annoying me. Don't go on a lads trip.
Why?
No, obviously you're allowed to, but it's already annoying me.
I'm trying not to let it consume me, but I'm really nervous at the thought of him being away with his friends and what could happen when I'm not around. Is this something either of you had to battle against, and how do you shake the feeling you're going to be betrayed even when your relationship is a solid one? I don't have an ounce of this. Like, I can't comprehend
no,
it.
No, I don't worry. I've never worried
like,
about
if
that.
Jamie goes on a stag, whatever, like, I don't...
That's the last thing that would come into my head, but I think sometimes there's horrible, boys encourage boys, and there's like groups of boys that always cheat on their girlfriends.
I do think it's an age thing.
I also think it's just like a culture thing. Like sometimes like there's a group of boys and their culture within their friendship group is to cheat, and then it encourages the other ones to do the same thing. Yeah. It's bizarre. And there's some friendship groups where it's like that would never even ever be something that they would
imagine doing. You're safer with those boys because they would never do anything whilst they're around them the whole time.
People can be influenced.
People can be influenced, particularly when they're under the influence.
Exactly.
It's an easy, easy slip up to make. Right. My theory on this is the more you freak him out, the more you're going to piss him off and push him away. Mm. You have to suck it up and be crippled with anxiety for a week.
Yeah.
And just hope that he comes. I know that's shit advice.
But then also, I do think there's also an element of like listening to your gut. If you're convinced that something's going to happen, is that because he's given you a reason not to trust him?
Sometimes it is in your head, though. Like, our heads can just create this awful narrative. Mm. But that is the element of the gut. I think you've really got to sit with yourself and be like, is this my gut or is this my head? Like, has he given you reason to think that he would ever cheat?
Totally.
Are those boys dicks or are they nice? Like, rationalise the thoughts.
Where are they going on this lad's holiday?
Yeah, if it's like Magaluf, like he's a loser.
It totally depends. Like if they're going to have like a nice time with the lads, then that wouldn't actually involve girls anyway.
They're off
anyway.
To Greece, lovely. Yeah, Malia, you're cheating. Yeah, that's like game over, Zanti, game over.
Yeah.
I would personally just be like, have some respect, you've got a girlfriend. You can't go, is that psycho probably?
It's kind of just like, it's kind of like a girl doing a similar thing, but I don't think that we can presume that just because they're on a lad's holiday, they're going to cheat, because 8 times out of 10, I hope they don't. But then it just depends on what the friendship group vibe is. And like, I don't know what do you have trust in your boyfriend going on a night out?
I personally think if they're going to cheat abroad, they're going to cheat in the UK. Like, I don't 100%. See the difference with the trip abroad.
Because I think they seem to think that it's like far away. I don't know.
That they're not going to. Yeah, but if it's in them, it's in them.
Listen, if he cheats, you're going to find out. He's on a group holiday with loads of lads.
It's going to come
out. If he does it, if he cheats, you know, one of the other lads will tell their girlfriend. It will get back to you. These things always come out. So I think, as Sophie said, you can't be like, don't cheat on me. Like, no. You have to just suck it up, swallow the anxiety, sit with the feeling, maybe do some somatic breathing. I don't know. Yeah. Just chill yourself out. Go on some girls' nights when he's away just to distract yourself. Yeah. Have a lovely, lovely time. And
distract
and then assess rationally the situation as it goes along. And if you feel like actually that night was fishy, I've got a gut feeling, then you need to do some investigation.
Write into us again and we will tell you how to nail that motherfucker down.
Exactly. I have a story of when I was cheating.
I have a story when I was cheating on and he was abroad and I had a full gut feeling.
God,
mine was whilst they were abroad and I was in UK. And I had a full gut feeling.
So did I.
And I woke up to my
mum.
I
said to my mum before I went to bed,
weird happened.
I don't feel good about this.
I woke up at 2 a.m. in the middle of the night and I was like, I haven't had to text goodnight.
Yeah, that is. It's always women notice one little thing changing, and that's why we always know when they're going to propose, because they do one little thing.
Yeah. We're like,
and you're like, that was weird, and it just goes, think that was weird.
Yeah.
So when they're cheating,
you know everything.
You just fucking know.
I even knew who it was with. I then looked them up on Instagram to see if they were at the same venue, and I was like, God. They are, bingo, corset. But I didn't think they'd cheated, and then they had. So follow your gut.
But then also, as Sophie said, like, let's have some trust in men before. We need to be innocent until proven guilty, I think. We can't assume guilty, because then that'll just.
Well, we can if they've given us reason to.
If they've given us reason to, absolutely. Absolutely. We've had a story time sent in, which this is my favourite part of the episode. Okay, ready? Story time. Hey, queens. I love, love, love the pod and listen to it whilst I'm wandering around uni in Newcastle. Sophie, I hope you approve.
Love.
I went on what could be the world's worst Hinge date. Oh, no. I've been out with my friends. Oh, no. I went out with my friends. And as I'm a lightweight, I got quite smashed. Classic. Me too. At my peak drunkenness, I got a message from a guy I'd previously chatted to on Hinge who told me that he was in my area. I'd never met him before. But with my drunk courage, I told him to drive over and pick me up. Ooh. Risky.
Risky business. Risky.
We did a drive-through Mackey's and sat in his car chatting. No funny business, I promise. At this point, I realised I needed a wee. And since it was near the early hours of the morning, there were no toilets open nearby, sorry.
Illegal.
To make it worse, there wasn't even a bush to squat behind.
Illegal.
No exaggeration, it was the worst. It was the most I've ever needed a wee before in my entire life. I tried to laugh it off in front of this fit boy and ran around a car park trying to find a place to go to no avail. I don't think I've ever had a situation where I've like been that desperate for a wee where I've not been able to squat. Like, I've always found somewhere to squat. Yeah,
I would just
squat
on the pavement. I would just say pavement
behind
eyes.
A car. Don't look at me.
Don't look at has to come.
There's some boys that get really turned on by girls squatting and weeing. Can we just talk about that for a minute?
No, golden. They don't. The golden shower.
No, not peeing on them. Squatting and weeing.
Who tells you that? Clearly Toby. Like, who in them right mind has ever said to you, I find that fit? Because no one said that to me. Ever.
I'm so embarrassed. I just
It's obviously Toby.
No, it's not.
You just exposed yourself and him so much.
It's not me. I don't have a fetish of weeing on squatting.
Wait.
He doesn't have a fetish. He always just says there's something fit about a girl squatting down like that. I don't know why. So,
well,
like,
probably because you're like squatting on a dick. That's the same vibe.
I'm going to stop. I retract my statement. Okay, let's just go back. I got back in the car and told him to drive to my house. On the carriageway, Christ, you were far from home. I couldn't hold it in anymore, so I made him pull over.
No, it's so
I ran
illegal.
Out of the car and fell straight into a ditch, full on to hard twigs. I ended up falling all the way down the ditch into the mud and puddles at the bottom. It was disgusting.
No, sweet, sweet girl, I'm picturing bare legs.
I came back up to the car looking like I'd pissed myself as all of my trousers were wet. I promised it was just the mud, but it didn't look that way. He found it so funny by the next day I woke up with bruises all down my arm and saw that he had blocked me on iMessage, WhatsApp.
What?
The fact that I nearly wet myself at my big age in a stranger's car makes me want to die, but I thought I'd share my tragic dating story of the year.
I think you're a legend. I don't think that's blockable.
No,
at
neither.
All.
I'm really shocked that he blocked
like,
you. Like,
I think it's really funny.
Weird that he blocked
yeah,
you.
Yeah, same. He's got an issue.
I've got a story.
He's
I've got
clearly
a story.
Got a girlfriend.
I've got a Go on, story that story. Trumps this. Okay, so this guy and a girl went on a date.
Yeah.
And either it was the girl. I think we've had this written into us.
Yeah, go on, tell her.
This girl basically like had the shits and like yeah. shat herself on her first date, and he like showered her down.
Yeah, we've had
and
this.
And they've been together since, and they're now married. It's sometimes, you know, that's not blockable.
That's not pee. There's nothing
the pee
gross
is
about pee.
Just definitely not
like
that.
I've peed in front of boys from get go.
I've only just started weeing in the same bathroom as Tobes now.
Oh my god!
If he's in the shower and I need to wee, I'll be like,
but
turn
he
around.
Liked you.
No, he says he has this thing. Like, if I squat down to pick up like my hairbrush or like,
why do you squat? Don't you just bend?
No. I'll do this. I'll give you a demonstration. Ready? If I'm like on my phone, I'll be like sat like this. I do that quite a lot.
Basically, that's just quite a phallic. Sexual position to you, Melissa.
Maybe.
So it's basically
anyway. Fucking hell. I've really said too much. I've overshared. I'm so sorry, everyone.
We love every second of it. Got a gorgeous, gorgeous tiny question. Okay. Can we please talk about teeth? I floss. Oil pulling kind of makes me want to gag.
It's like, really difficult, but you have to just get used to it.
I like physically want to throw
it's hard.
Up.
I know it's hard because you have to keep it in there for like 15 minutes.
I'm but like, or like how? I think I need to go back and like use just coconut oil because one I have has flavours and I'm like...
Oh no, that I wouldn't be able to do
it
that.
It tastes a bit like curry in the morning.
Oh fuck no. So I get up, I scrape my tongue, I oil pull for 20 minutes. Then I brush my teeth, but at night I always floss and then brush my teeth and scrape my tongue.
Okay, I do the flossing, the scraping of the tongue and occasionally oil pull. It does take a long time. I often don't have
it's
20
only if
minutes.
I, yeah, it's
like,
only if I have 20 minutes
before I can brush.
Leaving. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it depends. It's like two, three times a week.
Yeah. Don't use mouthwash because apparently kills all your microbiomes in your mouth.
It's really bad for you.
Really,
really, really bad.
What other things
and then
do you
makes
want
your
to know about
even more.
Oh, I have Invisalign.
I had Invisalign.
It's taken me about 2 years.
Sophie's had Invisalign, honestly, as long as I've known her. She also doesn't even have the dots on her teeth. So I always think she's lying about having Invisalign. I'm like, you don't have Invisalign.
I got them taken off for my wedding, punk.
Oh, you did. Punk. I did. That's a new insult. Okay. Do you remember Sophie aggressively used to call me bitch all the time?
Oh my god, that
she'd
was
like, yeah, shut up, bitch.
And no, I wouldn't. I'd be like, yeah, that's right, bitch.
Yeah, god, it's really was aggressive, actually.
I really like that. I miss that in
no,
my
don't
life.
Bring that back. That was really on you. I didn't like it.
It was really rolled off the tongue.
You know what
time
it was? You know when someone goes, and you're like, no.
No, I don't.
Shut up. That is what bitch was for me when you were doing that. I was
so
like,
basically
stop.
Just pure and utter ick. I've never had someone other than That's So Raven go,
No.
Who?
You know who did
who
it?
Who does that?
Sex in the City, Carrie Bradshaw goes, no, you didn't. And I was like, oh my god,
Carrie
I think I'm
Bradshaw
throw up in my mouth. I was like, you do not suit that. Don't fucking, no.
Guys, keep sending us in those stories. The filthier, the better.
The filthier, the weirder.
We love it all. We like to hear yeah. every single thing. We'd actually like to hear some like love stories because we never get to hear them.
Also, can we just have some more follow-ups of where it's worked out?
We really just love the follow-up stories as well.
We love the follow-ups so much that we're actually going to dedicate it to a whole episode by itself, right?
Yeah. What do you guys think about that? Let us know in the comments. DM us. As always, guys, you can watch this whole episode on YouTube.
Oh my god, you can watch us from start to finish. See all the weird things that we do. Love you.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.